The old fashioned?
No.
Where is it all at?
It's on our to-do list. Rewiring.
Yeah, it's under long-term punch list.
Is your phone off?
Did the bunny answer?
Yeah.
Cal is out.
Tell her that she's got a hop to it.
Help by all?
Romans 15. We studied yesterday, or Friday, I mean, that the signs and wonders are something other than we thought they were. Does everybody remember what that was?
Just being who you are and seeing what it looks like. And then the wonder when Christ reveals himself.
A sign is an indicator by which a person or thing is distinguished from others. And the wonder is something so strange as to cause to be noticed. So it's not that we do signs and wonders. We are signs and wonders. If you've picked up the cross.
If you even agree to that. If you even agree to that, it's a sign and a wonder.
All right. So we're in verse 20. Yea, so I have strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. Just think about that for a minute. And this is a... He's almost saying it as it's a point. He never sought to preach where Christ was already established, or Christianity. It was a point of honor. It wasn't that he was concerned with rivalry. But now we have, you know, if we believe the televangelists, we must have 50 or 60 preaching the gospel in Haiti and caring for thousands of orphans, but it's just a con. Anyway, then verse 21, but as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. And that's a quote from Isaiah, let's go there, Isaiah 52:15. Starting in verse 13, behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. As many as were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see. And that which they had not heard shall they consider. Never mind, I won't go there. We'll never get anywhere. for which cause, in verse 20, back to Romans 15. For which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you. The way that's written in Greek, it means that he had a succession of obstacles that kept him from going to Rome. They're listed, but I don't feel like going there now. But verse 23 is interesting. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you. The word place, it's an interesting confession of Paul's. The word place simply means an opportunity or an occasion for acting. What he's saying is he's been kicked out of all these other places, so he has no place anymore to preach. Now he wants to come to Rome. Can you imagine a modern evangelist saying that? But anyhow, you know what I want to do? I want to go through and talk about Paul for a minute. First, I want to talk about this timeline for Paul. In AD 33, he was the witness, the martyrdom of Stephen. And it wasn't just that he witnessed, he was the official that was sent there to certify it from the Sanhedrin. And he was the one that Stephen's cloak was given to as a point of authority. And so that when Stephen was stoned, then he witnessed that. AD 33 and 34, Paul is making havoc of the church. He's anybody that names the name of Christ became his enemy. And he persecuted the church beyond measure, according to his own words. Then in AD 35, he was converted. And he speaks briefly at a synagogue in Damascus where he was converted, but the Jews want to kill him. So he escapes to Jerusalem and tries to join with the disciples, but they were afraid of him. So Barnabas saves him and sends him to Tarsus. And somewhere between 35 and 38, Barnabas sends, he goes to Jerusalem with Barnabas to see Peter. And in 41, Barnabas goes to Tarsus and gets Paul and brings him to Antioch. And at Antioch, he stayed for a long time. That was his home base, if you will. It wasn't AD 45 was Barnabas's and Paul's first missionary journey. In AD 52, Barnabas, Paul, and Titus go to Jerusalem to speak against heresy, and that was that famous thing of confronting Peter. And in AD 54, Paul writes his first letter to those in Thessaloniki or Thessalonica. And the whole process of, let me just go through these letters because it's interesting to see.
How many years was this?
21 years from his conversion before he wrote his first letter.
So the first letter that anybody saved.
Yeah, the first letter we know about. Actually, his first letter was 1 Thessalonians, the second letter was Galatians, and then came 2 Thessalonians, then 1 Corinthians, then 2 Corinthians, then Romans, then Colossians, then Philippians, then Ephesians, then 1 Timothy, then Titus, and then 2 Timothy. And so he had let's go to Galatians 1 and just see a little bit about what he said about his conversion, etc. We read this before, but it's appropriate to read it again. Verse 8, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I now say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my conversion in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the tradition of my fathers. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his Son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither when I went up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and I returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But the other apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now these things which I wrought unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea when they were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Then after 14 years I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas, and took Titus with me also. And I went up by revelation and commanded them unto the and commended communicated unto them the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. But anyway, so by the time Paul wrote Romans, which was about AD 60. He'd been a believer since AD 35, so he'd been a believer 25 years. And he'd been seasoned, well seasoned, and persecuted abundantly. And it's included as the first letter in the New Testament because without exception, it's considered the most complete book on the revelation of Jesus Christ and his purpose. But the thing that I want you to hear is that if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. And that has to come, that's like a standard by which you should judge what you're saying. If I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Everybody see that? What?
We don't have to go out of your way to not please men, which is the first thought I would think. You just have to be what you are, and if it pleases men, fine. If it doesn't, fine. It's not who you're talking to. You're just being, you're just letting God be.
Well,
I mean, because if you're trying to offend men to fulfill that, then you're just
There's nothing about the gospel that is attractive to the human race. And so, if he's preaching the gospel, he can't be pleasing men. I'm sure he was accused of liking to make people mad at him. But it's a big deal. I mean, it's not a light matter. I'm hurting too badly to do any more this morning. So, anybody have any other response?
This makes me think of, was it Jeremiah who had to speak?
Well, he. But, okay, go there real quick. Jeremiah 20. Jeremiah is imprisoned here, verse 1, but in verse 7, it's his lament. O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am in derision daily, and everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out, I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and of a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I could not resist. For I heard the defaming of many, fear on every side. Report, say they, and we will report it. All my familiars watch for my halting, saying, peradventure he will be enticed, and we shall prevail against him. We shall take our revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, terrible one. Therefore my persecutors shall stumble, and they shall not prevail. They shall be greatly ashamed, for they shall not prosper. Their everlasting confusion shall never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins and the heart, let me see thy vengeance on them, for unto thee have I opened my cause. Anyway. Yeah. It's almost if anyone says they want to be a preacher, they probably shouldn't be. And if you think you're a disciple, you're probably not. And if you believe you have repented, you can be assured you haven't repented. It's like it's the things of God are opposite from what we totally or any way can understand, or that we would even dare to think about.
That's why all you can do is hang out.
Hang out and repent. Bring forth fruit necessary for repentance, first in yourself and then in others. Amen?
Just need to see that timeline.
I did this for Bloom. He got all screwed up. All right, take it, big guy. We're losing Mr. Bojo today.